when a person leaves this world, a hollow is left. It is our tafkid to try and fill this hollow. How do we fill? How do we find nechama for such a hollow? If we learn from the good midas and other milas of the nifteres, if we try and take them over, because they are left now for anyone and everyone to learn from, then somehow we can find nechama in that her midas toivas continue in this world. Truly only hamokoim yenachim, only the Ribbono Shel Olam can fill that hollow. This is mekoimo shel olam. If we go in the ways of Hashem, olachta bidrochov, and try and emulate the ways where the nifteres was great in going in the ways of Hashem, and Hashem will also help, surely, to fill the hollow. I was asked by Shlomo Zalman to mention a few, to read out a few of the words, special words, which friends have written, have said or written about the nifteres. I've chosen certain ones. There are many more things which we can learn from. One person wrote, when everyone's natural reaction to a disappointment would be to say, oof, she would say, Baruch Hashem, with a genuine smile, because bitterness and difficulty is from Hashem, and Hashem is Baruch, Hashem is blessed. He gives us the pain, but He also gives us the strength to deal with it, and it's all for our good. So Baruch Hashem, let's thank Him. Even during her illness, she continued to talk joyfully, genuinely appreciating every kindness, shining with emunah. Let us try at this time and always to say Baruch Hashem, really meaning and feeling that it is for the good, for the very best. Another person wrote, she made everyone feel special. Her sincere caring, her genuine goodness in her words of friendship and acts of chesed, particularly in finding clothes just right for each person's taste, but also finding the right words for each person with her genuine care for each one, left people feeling good even after a casual meeting. She was always busy distributing clothing and other items to anyone who she thought she might need. Another person tells a little anecdote. Waiting in the supermarket, it was a very busy day, averaging waiting time must have been about an hour. Huge lines, babies crying, customers complaining, frustration. Chaya Rivka seemed happy and content. She smiled to me, writes this person, and said, this is not about a line in the supermarket. This is about savlonus, patience. This is a nisoyan, a test Hashem is giving us. It wasn't only her words, it was her optimistic tone, her emes, truly living her words. Her ability to bring Hashem into the most mundane, minor and upsetting moments of life, turning these moments into experiences and happenings, Another important thing to mention here is how she used the Indian of Shmiras HaLoshen, besides an Indian which she herself personally worked on, as a tool to be mekarev others, in particular a cousin who was very far from Yiddishkeit, but wanted, but felt with, was very close in her youth, had been very close, and wanted to do something to help, and it was her idea that this cousin should learn Shmiras HaLoshen. And I read last night a letter, a long letter, spent a long time reading it, about how this person slowly has changed her attitude and become a better person herself and have a completely new outlook on Am Yisrael and the relationship between secular and from Yidden through the fact that she has been learning Shmiras HaLoshen, a little bit of Shmiras HaLoshen each day. I see it as this great chokhmah in this. First of all, we're not telling such a person keep Shabbos or do this mitzvah or that mitzvah, which is maybe too far and remote. We're giving them a chizuk in something which is bein adam lachaveiroi, the chamurais, the Chofetz Chaim talks about, and which shows them that we are also working, we also have inyanim to work on. So that's a very important chokhmah in this type of kirul, is to show that we aren't perfect, we're not above. We're also working. Let's work together. One sees that this approach had a very, very special effect on this person. It's something for us to remember and to use. Maybe we hear that a lot of us have friends and relatives, but it could be at certain opportunities that this is a gewaltiger method of kiruv. Another special mile of hers was something which she worked upon, and she'd been mekabel upon herself because of something which she'd heard, to have some special Indian which she's always careful about, and that was Kriyas Shema L'Amita. It was her special Kabbalah. She saw in it, she felt in the words of the Kriyas Shema L'Amita, everything that a person needs to pray for each day, and longing to the Ribbono, closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and she was very careful about it. And it's so interesting, you see, Hashgacha Pratis and great Gilui, that just as her husband finished saying with her Kriyas Shema L'Amita, that's when her soul departed. And something else for us to be careful about, to learn from Chazal tell us the chashivus, the importance of Kriyas Shema L'Amita. It is this great segula for tahara, for emuna. We know that each day a person gets his neshama renewed. If a person goes before going to sleep, says Kriyas Shema L'Amita, gives his neshama over to Hashem Yisborach, then his neshama gets a new chizuk for the next day. His sleep becomes avodas Hashem. All those hours which a person is lechoira doing nothing in the tachlis which he was sent for in this world become avodas Hashem. In Kriyas Shema L'Amita there's also thoughts of tshuva, rigzuv al techetol, and other psukim. A person has a thought of tshuva before he goes to sleep at night and becomes a new person the next morning. Let's be mischazik in the Indian of saying Kriyas Shema L'Amita with Kavana. Maybe the most important thing to say about an Eishes Chayil, what we said first at the Levaya, The Gemara says, Hani Noshi Bemaid Zochyam. What are women, what is their special zakus? And that what they wait for the husbands, they encourage the husbands to learn Torah and to bring their children to learn Torah. The greatest zakus that an Eishes Chayil can have is the encouragement that she gives to her husband to learn Torah. And that was something which was Bitsipur Nafsho, it was something the very roots of the desire of her heart, that a husband should learn Torah. That was the greatest pleasure, that the husband had time to learn Torah, did learn Torah. And for children to grow and learn in Torah, how much thought did she put into that her children should have the very best chinuch. She should develop in the very best way, each one according to their needs. Chanoich lenar al pi darkoi. This is something else which we, as friends, as close yedidim, something which we should try to be mischazik. Limud haTorah, encouraging limud haTorah, appreciating limud haTorah, and looking for the very best chinuch in our children, each one according to their needs. We discover so many facets of a person's ma'ilas dafka after they pass away. We're not talking about what we call a saint, a tzaddik, Gomorrah, a human being who lived with us in this world, who had ma'ilas and who had other things, who had yetzaharas and who had difficulties, but who worked and who did have very special Milas, very special Midas Toilas. And as we heard, she was such a good friend to people because how much she cared for each person, how her smile was so infectious, was it brought simcha to so many people, because she really meant it. She was genuinely happy for the other person, genuinely wanted the good of the other person, and the other person felt it. Another thing for us therefore to learn and to try and improve ourselves on is to appreciate the other people around us, to see their ma'ilas, especially in our spouse, our wives, our husbands. Look for their ma'ilas and appreciate them, recognize them. Also to know our own ma'ilas, which we can serve Klal Yisrael with, which we can serve other people, which can help others with. To recognize the preciousness of life, of every moment of life. That every moment of life is a gift. This is what we saw in her last weeks, the last months, how she was so happy that she had another day to live. She was able to be with her children, she was able to do things that normally it was her great simcha, every moment of Baruch Hashem I'm alive, so I don't know how long I'm alive for, she used to say, but nobody knows how long they're living for, and I'm alive now, thank Baruch Hashem, with a real smile, a genuine appreciation. Let's appreciate every moment of time, every moment of life that we can serve the Rebbeinu with, for Limud HaTorah, for mitzvahs, for Ma'asim Tovim. A friend of hers compared her to Miriam. Which Miriam? Miriam HaNevi'ah from this week's parasha. Miriam HaNevi'ah, who took the Vatitzeno Kol HaNoshim Achareho B'Sufim U'Vimcholos, who gathered all the women of Klal Yisrael to sing, to dance, to appreciate Hashem's Chesed in its obviously sneer-sticker way, but with a gewaltige koyach of, with her talents, with her skills, whether it's music and acting, to bring simcha to other people. How she was so special at a chasana, at a wedding, to be mesameach with words, with dancing, with song. And that was in her lifetime, throughout her life. She used her skills and her simcha sachaim to bring that into others, to bring simcha to others. What is Shiro? Shiro Lashem. Sforim HaKadoshim say that when a person comes to a hakoro, the recognition that all difficulties are be'etzem chesed, and that is when a person's heart can turn into Shiro. And a person, as the Maral says, as Yoshir, the future tense, Rashi says that his heart told him to sing. Why is the stress on the heart telling the person to sing before he sings? Because that's the Shiro is only when it comes from the heart. How does the heart well up with song? How does song really come from the heart? What is the sod, what is the secret of Shiro? It is a recognition that everything is really for the good. It's not just a knowledge with the mind, but it's a deep feeling and awareness that even the most difficult things, like the hundreds of years of Shibud in Mitzrayim and all the suffering that went with it, is all the toivo, is all to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, because only through that we came to become Lama Nivcha. That is what real Shiro is. A deep recognition and feeling that difficulties are challenges. Bitterness is an opportunity to grow and to thank Hashem for it. Remember, we heard that how she would appreciate small things. The how she enjoyed the Ribbono Shel Olam's bria, it's like the wind, flowers. I think that what we should learn from this is like the famous vort about Yosef HaTzadik. He was sold to Mitzrayim. Can you imagine? Lost all of his covet, all of his closeness with his father. He was torn away from because of the. But the caravan which he traveled with was carrying besomim, sweet smelling spices, which Rashi Chazal point out is unusual. Usually they would be carrying something with a bad smell. To tell us the matan schoron shel tzadikim, remember the Goloshen of Rashi. The reward of tzadikim, not to suffer the bad smell. Reward? Yosef HaTzadik is being sold to Mitzrayim. There couldn't be a worse situation. Everything's lost. Yush. Despair. Bitterness. Yosef HaTzadik was aware all the time of Hashem's chesed. To such a degree, because if he wouldn't have been aware of it, then there wouldn't have been any schar. Yosef HaTzadik was aware that Hashem is doing everything to him for his good. And if there's a sweet smell there, then, oh Hashem, you love me. I'm so pleased, Ribbono Shel Olam. And it was a schar for him. It was matan schoron. Because he didn't lose everything when he knew that Hashem was with him. That is the secret of appreciating the small things in life, even the difficult times. Baruch Hashem, I'm breathing. Baruch Hashem, this, the real genuine simcha of Baruch Hashem is such a wonderful thing if a person can develop it, learn from it. This is maybe puts a little bit into perspective what we've read about, what we've heard about. The day before she passed away, a friend came to her and she was opened up a Tehillim, to the last, very last chapter of Tehillim, and read out the psukim there, Hallelu b'nevel v'chinoi, Hallelu b'soifu mochoi, Hallelu b'minim v'ugov, praise Hashem with music, with cymbals, with drums. And she said, that was the very last chapter of David HaMelech's Tehillim. And she closed the Tehillim and she was praying. She was being taken away for treatment. It was mazlo chazi, a mazel sama. That is the final kiddush Hashem, to be able to praise Hashem, the very end of Tehillim. That's what music is all about. That's the secret music is all about. And so David HaMelech, koila neshoma, with his own neshoma, goes out to Hashem. I feel that that is the Oymeko Inyan, and that is the real meaning that the very last word that we, the few people who were there, heard her saying was music. It was not only for herself, for her neshama, but it was for everybody around, that there should be an awakening of an awareness of that everything is toivo, that everything in this world, Vatischak Lioy Macharoy, is Shiro Lashem. Even this great suffering which she was going through and which everyone around her was going through, this is all part of the Shiro Lashem. This is the final chapter of Tehillim that we are going through here. So let's have the music. Chazal tell us, Oz Yoshir Moshe Mikan Litchias Amesi Min HaTorah. Let's continue to be zoicha to sing to Hashem with simcha. Let's have the Rebbeinu should help to bring simcha to the family, because simcha is needed for Torah, for mitzvahs, for chinuch. Simcha is needed, that there must be the joy of Shiro Lashem. We must continue the Shiro Lashem in this wonderful home which she built. There should be, the Rebbeinu should help, that there should be simcha in this home, and to all of us. We should be able to always keep the smile of optimism, of genuine appreciation of all chasodim of the Rebbeinu Shalom, to keep it always. And through that, the Rebbeinu will sell the nefama and fill this hollow, and we will be zoicha to Oz Yoshi Mikan Litchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah.